This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. Grief-stricken families prayed at a Buddhist temple after at least 24 children were killed in a knife and gun attack in northeastern Thailand. AP correspondent Karen Chamas has more.
Chuktawon Sila sobs in her father's arms as she thinks of how her little girl died. She didn't close her eyes. Her father confirmed, no, she didn't. She had a slash wound on her head. As she cried, Tuksila clung to a photo of her daughter, who stared out at the camera with a smile and big Bambi eyes. In the picture, she held a yellow pen in her small hand. Tukta's husband collapsed after seeing his four-year-old daughter's body. He was taken to hospital. This was a common sight. Some parents and relatives lay on the floor outside a local temple after fainting from the horror of the event. Tuksila remembers her daughter, known as Clay Fon. At nighttime, she always said, I wanted to sleep with mummy. These are the words I heard every night, but I missed those words last night. I'm Karen Chamas.
A truck explosion caused the partial collapse of a road and rail bridge linking the Crimean Peninsula with Russia. This happened early Saturday. This damaged a conduit that is essential for sustaining Russia's military operations in southern Ukraine. Moscow stopped short of assigning blame, but the Speaker of Crimea's Kremlin-backed regional parliament immediately accused Ukraine while downplaying the severity of the damage. Kyiv has not officially claimed responsibility for the attack, but Ukrainian officials have repeatedly threatened to strike the bridge. The 19-kilometer bridge across the Kerch Strait is the longest in Europe. It opened in 2018 and provides an essential link to the Crimean Peninsula, which Russia annexed from Ukraine in 2014. This is VOA News. 10 people were killed in an explosion at a gas station in Ireland's northwest on Saturday. Police said the event may have been a tragic accident. Police said this blast occurred around 3:20 p.m. on Friday in County Donegal. Police said the 10 casualties are four men, three women, and two teenagers, a boy and a girl, as well as a younger girl. They said all the victims appeared to be locals. Rescue efforts by Ireland's emergency services went on through the night after the blast ripped through a gas station and a nearby apartment complex. Two two-story residential buildings behind it had collapsed, while the facade of a similar adjacent building was blown off. Authorities are investigating, but they say so far it looks like an accident. Female students in Tehran chanted "Get Lost" as Iranian President Ibrahim Raisi visited their university campus on Saturday. Activists said he condemned recent protests over the death of a young woman in custody of Iran's morality police. Raisi addressed professors and students at Al-Zahra University in Tehran, reciting a poem that equated rioters with houseflies. This as nationwide demonstrations entered a fourth week. State media said Friday that an Iranian state coroner's report denied that 22-year-old Mahsa Amini on September 16th died due to blows to the head and limbs. It instead said her death was linked to a pre-existing medical condition. Amini was an Iranian Kurd. She was arrested in Tehran on September 13th for wearing inappropriate attire. She died 3 days later. Her death has ignited nationwide demonstrations, marking the biggest challenge to Iran's clerical leaders in years. Florida residents hit by Hurricane Ian are cleaning up while grappling with issues around rebuilding and insurance. AP correspondent Julie Walker reports.
Randy Rapp, a Purdue University professor of disaster restoration and reconstruction, says Ian caused far more damage than is typical.
They're talking about some of the insurance companies, for example, perhaps going under. They're unable to pay for all the damages.
He says the government will need to step in, and as for those who rebuild, cost will go up.
The thought is, oh, somebody's ripping us off. Somebody's being dishonest.
Yes and no, says Rapp, because of supply and demand.
There are natural tendencies for things to escalate significantly.
He says look for the governor to keep a close eye on rebuilding. I'm Julie Walker.
At least 12 people died and two were in critical condition after a bus caught fire in Nashik City in India's western state of Maharashtra on Saturday. This according to a police official who spoke to Reuters. More than 30 people were injured and being treated at a local hospital. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton from Washington. This is VOA News.